I want to call your attention to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, where we read, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." I was thinking this week, we've been studying in our middle school history class about the great roads westward that were built. Many of them were Indian trails that were converted into roads that many of our forebears went westward on. And there's a place in Idaho called the Register Rock. It's along the Oregon Trail. And on that particular rock, it is a lava boulder. And there are hundreds of names that are inscribed that it became a very popular place to stop, almost kind of as a last marker as you moved westward. And there they would unload things that were not needed at Register Rock. They inscribed their name there, and there they would unload things that were not needed. And around there were extra wagon wheels, were barrels that were empty. They would set them off at Register Rock, and then they would continue on their pathway. And I thought about this particular passage. You know, there's a great cloud of witnesses, that is, those who have gone on before us, and their encouragement, if they could speak to us, would be, lay aside the weights that are keeping you from doing what you ought to do. They're not necessarily sins yet, but they are nonetheless weights that cause us to be ineffective and what we're supposed to do. I can remember in sixth grade, we used to have a track team, and I was the lightest one on the team, and so generally I got to be the last one to run the last lap. If we were doing the 440 or the 880, I was the one that was called upon to do the last lap. And I remember the Coach Campbell, went out and bought us weights, sandbags, that we were supposed to walk around in. And I can remember when he strapped that on, he had to do it like wrap around three or four times around my ankle because I was so small and skinny. But I remember having to walk around with those weights, and you kind of clunk around with those weights. And the whole idea is that you walk around for a little while with that. When you take those weights off, you'll be light-footed. And I remember that feeling. And it was almost like you were, you know, bouncing in the air. You were just light as a feather because after wearing those heavy weights, well, you don't run with them on. You take them off. And there was a time or two where we'd walk up there to get ready for our thing, and Coach said, "Get the sandbags off!" And you'd take them off, throw them to the side, and get ready to run. And, you know, and what a feeling came over you, that lightness of foot as you took off. Well, I wonder many times how many of us as Christians are walking around with weights upon us that we just cannot serve the Lord effectively because we have those weights on it. The cloud of witnesses speak to this truth that you and I need to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. As we come to worship our Lord this morning, let us confess our sin, but also let us lay aside the weights that keep us and hold us back from going on for Him.